Welcome to Villanova d'Alcolea. First, let us introduce ourselves. We are in the Plana Alta region in the province of Castellón. Our little town, Villanova d'Alcolea, is surrounded by vineyards and groves of almond and olive trees. Villanova d'Alcolea is part of the Plana del Arc tourist destination, comprised of seven towns in which you can enjoy slow tourism in the community of Palencia. Yes, here tranquility is guaranteed. We have less than 600 inhabitants spread out over 68.4 square kilometers. That means 1 square kilometer for every 9 Villanovines. We encourage you to walk along our streets and discover our little town. We are a quiet and friendly people. Our land is chock full of history. Through these parts, Iberians, Romans, Arabs, and Christians all have passed, and all have left their mark. The Roman Empire left us the remains of the Mansio Ildum and the Via Augusta. The Arabs gave us our name. Alcolea comes from the Arabic word Al-Kulaya, which more or less means a small castle or fortified building, and the municipal charter granted by the Order of Calatrava in 1245, following the reconquest by King Jaume I, gave us a new legal status. We were now a villa or town, and that is why we are called the New Town or Villanova d'Alcolea. During the second half of the 13th century, Villanova d'Alcolea built walls to defend the town and the church, which we will talk about later. The perimeter of the old medieval wall ran through the current streets of Joque de la Tella, Santa Lucia, Sant Antoni, Nau, and part of the Calle del Calvario. The wall perimeter featured at least three gates located where the main roads arrived to the town, one at the end of Calle de la Iglesia, another at the Cuatro Cantones on Calle Mayor, and the third on Calle Daval. In the 18th century, our ancestors sided with Charles of Austria, who was defeated by Philip V, who, in retaliation, ordered the demolition of the town's main defensive elements, the gates. Following this, the defensive function of the walls took a back seat. Folks began to attach their houses to the town walls, to use them as support structures for doors and windows, and even using them to build new homes. Nowadays, the most interesting remains of the walls can be found on Calle del Joque de la Tella, where a canvas of the wall known as La Mora can be found, along with the remains of the only tower that existed or is preserved. And on Calle Sant'Antoni, you will discover two embrasures hidden in two facades. If you're wondering what an embrasure is, here's a hint. It is also known as a loophole or arrow slit. It is a kind of trapezoid-shaped window, narrow on the outside of the wall, where the enemy was located, and wide on the inside, allowing the archer to shoot the enemy with greater precision and ease, while making it harder for the enemy to reach the defender. Look carefully as you pass along Calle Sant'Antoni. Will you be able to find our two loopholes? The square in which you find yourself, Plaza Arnau de Villanova, features two interesting structures: the town hall, historically known as the Casa de la Villa, or simply the Sala, and the Roman milestone it contains. The Casa de la Villa was, and still is, the center of local administrative life. But in the Middle Ages, it was also the center of commercial life in the municipality. El Perse, on the ground floor of the building, was the market, a commercial space where almost everything was bought and sold. So much so that an adjoining space was built to house the official weights and measures used in transactions. The first floor, the Sala to be precise, contained the administrative and judicial offices, which were in direct contact with the prison contained on the ground floor. From the prison, we can still see the door and a barred window, the only source of light and ventilation in the room. The town hall has been renovated several times throughout its history, but the renovations responsible for its current appearance took place in 1947 and 1993. The first renovation was a modification to the facade, replacing the two original arches with the three that we see today. These were constructed reusing the stone blocks from the Povas, an old public well located on Calle Davide. During the 1993 renovation, the entire building was torn down, all except for the four arches from the Perse, the door and window belonging to the old prison, and the Pilar Gros, the large pillar on the corner between the square and Calle Mayor, in order to raise the current building and adding a second floor and a basement to the existing floors. If you are visiting us on a weekday morning, come inside. There's a big surprise. At the entrance, you will discover a huge cylindrical stone, almost 3 meters high and weighing 1,600 kilos. This is a Roman milestone. This enormous milestone was found in 1992 during the completion of some expansion works on the current CV10 roadway. What is a milestone? It was a monolith used by the Romans to mark the distances on the Via Augusta and placed, as the name suggests, at every mile, every 1,000 paces. This discovery led to the confirmation of the existence of an even greater archaeological treasure, the Roman Mansio Illum, which we'll talk about later. The milestones not only offered information about the name of the road and the distance traveled or to be traveled, it also included information regarding its edification in the form of inscriptions. In our case, the Illum milestone was erected in honor of Marcus Aurelius Augustus Pius, dated 213 or 214 AD, during the reign of Emperor Caracalla. It marks a distance of 283,000 steps from the Pyrenees. So, hey, let's go for a walk. And with that, we'll be waiting for you at our next place of interest.